Yes. Okay. I've tried to ignore you next to me long enough, but my body is burning for you. I admit it, and I know you're no different. So let's make this interesting. Doing anything to yourself is forbidden. You'll take what I give you, plaything. So lay there. But I'm wet. I'm in need. Let's see if you can come while I'm using you. You're permitted if you manage to climax during my ascent to climax. But if you're still waiting and pent up at the end, then you'll go on waiting until I want to use you again. You might come once. You might come twice, three times, or not at all. It's down to your body and just how arousing you find me. How much of this arousal is too much for you? Would be too much for you if you were allowed to touch? If you come early, that's okay. That's impressive. I want that. And I can ride you and use you for pleasure, even if you're exhausted or twitchy from post-climax. I can ride you no matter what. And if you've climaxed more than once, I'll demand another from your overtaxed body. I'll turn you on. I'll excite you first. It isn't fair if I get a head start by being so soaked, and you have to have a cold start. Of course, if I'm turned on enough that touching, touching myself like this, if I'm so turned on that I'm teasing you that I get off before I mount you, then that's your loss. You'd better not be too sexy, too alluring. Don't moan too sluttily, or show too submissive and obedient a face, or else I might climax first. Then we'd be done much too early. Let your mouth hang open. Show me your tongue. Drawl. You've been waiting for an instruction to touch yourself, and you're now going to get just that. Oh, you thought I meant masturbation? No, not between your legs, just on your thigh. On the outside, and just rub your palm there, enough to make contact, enough to anchor you to the sensation, enough to put you in a frame of mind of touching your body, an erogenous zone. You have them, but they aren't just things you have. They are also things you make. When you touch a place during a deeply arousing event, you will tend to hold on to the feeling and add your arousal to it. So, touch your thigh. Pick a spot. Touch that spot. Watch me. Watch How I pinch my nipples. How soaked my pussy is. As I roll it against two fingers. And rub my palm over my clit. Good. Touch. Run your hand lightly over your thigh and dig your nails in a bit. Anchor to it. Think about it. Live that experience. You live in the scratch and the touch of your hand upon yourself. You dwell in it. It's good. Good. You're doing so good. Good tie. Drop deep. Don't stop moving that hand, snuggling against me, moving your hips. You're yearning for me. You're gonna want me. Hold and touch your thigh. Having so much control turns me on too much. Bring your hand here and place it on your collarbone. Up to your chin. Trail it down your jaw. Are you drooling? You will be. On, down to your chest and grasp yourself. Rub your fingers on your nipples. Squeeze, pinch. Smaller at first, and then more. Not so much that it really hurts, but receive the edge of a burn. Feel my presence. My focus magnified on you because it turns me on to see you fondle your nipple. Your other hand still on your thigh, never moving toward masturbation, just anchored, stilled, held in place. Your hands are in place, and neither of those places is going to set you off or make you come. They'll just make you feel good instead. No chance of climax from your own touching, because that's my job, mine to give you or to withhold. You earn it by wanting it. You know just what I want. Rub your nipple, massage your chest. Here. I'll help you get even more turned on, and we won't even go between your legs. Suck on my finger. Just one finger, pushing past your lips, which you can suck on, enjoy, focus. It gives you something to do. It feels like service, doesn't it? Pinch your nipple while you press your nails into your thigh. Pleasure. Pleasure. Every sensation converted on the wings of my voice into mere pleasure. A pleasure without end. For it has only begun, and escaping it is an impossibility. A dream. Your nipples are nice and firm. It must feel good to rub like that. You're doing good. Being good. Good toy. Good toy. Keep rubbing your nipples. I put my thigh against your body, pushing you into position to hump away mindlessly. Good. Deep. You get to extract pleasure. I said I'd give you a chance. This is it. Hump away. Hump for me. Hump yourself silly. Get off. Surrender to your urges, your impulses. Turn me on by getting you off. Here. Suck on my nipple. Taste me. Rub your tongue around my nipple. Circle it. Don't just dive on. All the intense pressure you want to apply should be put down below. Pinch. Your nipples are drawing your attention as much as humping away at my thigh, aren't they? Now grind with me. Hump with me. Good. Good. Us. Together. Moving. You. Puppeted. Against me. God. Horny as your body is. Primed as your body is. You can grind yourself to orgasm, no problem. Even with my lick between your thighs for you to hump against. Here. God. Too turned on to think. Too turned on to do anything except drink deeply of pleasure and let yourself feel amazing. Feel the dripping spot from my pussy against you. Slick against you. How much better it must feel for you. And come for me. Come while humping against me. Your chance has come at last. This is your warning. This is your chance. And if you want to use it, if you want to use it, you'd better take it. Because you remember, don't you? You remember my instructions. You remember my warning. You can only come before I do. You can't come after. And I am so close. I am so close to that edge because you've been such a good plaything. Just look at you. You've driven me there with your eager, horny looks, with your fervent, mindless humping. I can feel it building, building, my pussy drooling, clenching. Ah, and there's just one thing I need to get me off. Just one thing that will tip me over the edge. Push me off the ledge. Into the pleasure you long to give me, crave to serve me with. You are going to take your mouth off my nipple. You are going to lift your hips off my thigh. You are going to lay down on your back. Good. Just like that. Good pet. And I'm going to finish on your face. Finish in your mouth. You can touch yourself if you'd like. Reach between your legs. Touch, press, stroke. Whatever feels good. Whatever pushes pleasure into you. Ah, makes you twitch. Makes you moan into me. Ah, there we go. Good. Find my clit. Suck. Swirl. Lick. Just as you've been practicing. Lick and drool. Taste my juices. Oh, good. See, I am so close already. So close. Keep going. Keep swirling, sucking, serving. Good. Ah. Oh. Your thoughts are just so much pussy juice flowing onto your tongue as I climax around it. My own need driving you deeper, deeper. A climax approaching at high speed, and who knows when it will stop with me on top and pushing you down. My pleasure, my agenda for your delightful, exhausted surrender beneath me. If you haven't come already, or if you're ready to pop off again, this is your last chance to come for me, because I will come for you, ready. Oh, good, 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 good. Good plaything. There now. Ah. Oh, that was so good, wasn't it? Now I've had my fun. Time stop. No more touching yourself. Ah. Oh, you can just lay there beneath me. Body fucked, mind fucked, used and drained. Good.